Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest is Shira, who is a great author and speaker and quiz-gator. And we're so glad, Shira, that you could be here and tell us all about, you know, what you do and what you're all involved with. So, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what you do?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. My name is Shira Adler, and I am an author, speaker, CBD expert, educator. I'm also the founder and CEO of a compassionate care company with the word passion highlighted in the middle. And that company includes my name. It's called Synergy by Shira Adler. It is a holistic health and wellness company dedicated to using modern alchemy to address today's modern challenges. And I work with all kinds of different groups and people. And I started my whole life and wrote my book, The ABCs of CBD, The Essential Guide, because I am a mother who needed to find integrative or natural methods to help her own children.
Oh, great. So this all kind of started by looking for natural methods or looking something more natural?
Yes, exactly. So my background is I have 20-plus years as a holistic healer. I'm clergy. I'm a cantor in the Jewish faith tradition and a non-denominational interfaith minister. I'm a certified past life regressionist and a spiritual counselor. I've worked in mental health institutions, traditional hospitals. And so I've really had the pleasure and the honor, I would say, of working with people in the most intimate expressions of their lives and their family dynamics for over 20, 25 years now. And so from that background, I just found that regardless of the socioeconomic bracket or the geography or the religion or the class or culture, we all are spiritual beings having a human experience, and as such, we need to have foundational elements of what makes us healthy and vibrant and feel connected and how we can uplift each other and take care of ourselves. So my whole company and platform is all about being a steward for ourselves, for each other, and for the planet.
Oh, that sounds really great. And, you know, you mentioned that you're a mom. And so, I mean, is this, what do the kids usually think of all this kind of, we'll just say getting recruited into all this? Are they kind of enjoying this lifestyle?
Right. My kids will tell you that they are very proud of me and also think I'm really out there. So my children are now 17 and 19 years old, and they're both, just like me, baby advocates and activists, and I'm very proud. We are a media wellness family. In fact, when my kids were 10 and 12, we were on Bravo. Actually, I'm the debut mom from a show called Extreme Guide to Parenting, which was really, really a lot of fun. But it highlighted me as a mom and as clergy who was struggling with out-of-the-box dysregulated kids. And the story arc, our whole episode was about whether or not I would choose to medicate my then fourth grade son or whether I would do something differently. And I had started my company a couple of years prior to that. So you see me making my aromatherapy line, which is called Synergy Sprays. You see me doing my life and seeing how funky my kids were. So this has been a family joint effort, and we are basically walking poster children for these methodologies and for these holistic practices. So when I stand behind my company, it's not because I made a brand, it's because I live it. I created it. They say that necessity is the motherhood of invention. So I'm the mama. That's my invention.
Right. So you mentioned about this CBD, and, you know, there's a lot of talk about it, and I'm sure, you know, that you have ideas about it. So you approve, you think it's a good idea, but why don't you tell us exactly what it is?
Right. So there's a lot of confusion about CBD. CBD stands for cannabidiol. Cannabidiol, or CBD, is one of about 140 chemical compounds that exist in a group called cannabinoids. So already people are confused between the word cannabinoids, which is the name of the group, CBD, which is one of them, and they think more often of the other one, the one that causes the stigma, and that THC is actually the cannabinoid that causes the euphoria. CBD is the one that does not. But it's a really big problem when people go, oh, CBD is non-psychoactive. Well, that's not actually correct. all plant compounds, whether it's from the cannabis species, which includes marijuana or hemp, or any plant species, yeah, certain essences or energies, like essential oils, right, those are terpenes. That's another group of chemicals that exist in species. The terpenes are the things that make the plant smell. Think of lavender and citrus and pine. Well, cannabis also has terpenes. It has terpenes, it has cannabinoids, it has flavonoids, it has omega, it has all these other plant nutrients, phytoproteins. So that's what we're looking at when we talk about CBD, is actually looking at least in my company, hemp in general, the whole thing, all the parts, all the different groups. So CBD is just the most common buzzword, but it's really just the beginning of what makes that plant medicine so powerful.
So you mentioned plant medicine. So I mean, is that what you do, creating, you know, a lot of different plant medicines? Or
yes. So Synergy by Shira Adler is, I said, the holistic company that's dedicated to merging pieces of ancient shamanistically rooted essences. So terpenes, essential oils. The foundation of our company is an aromatherapy series called Synergy Sprays. Each bottle has about four or five different essential oils, plus then we add CBD on top of it to microdose, because even though I started my company with the aromatherapy without CBD, as the world became more complicated and difficult, and you know, just everybody's so stressed, and PTSD has become a societal issue, I needed to take the powerful aromatherapy, and I still needed to boost it, and that's where the cannabinoids came in. So we use the aromatherapy daily. I also have a company that has very specifically high milligram strength tinctures, which you take not under your tongue, but actually sort of in the space between your cheek and gum. You make a little pocket, you drop some in, because every single mammal is wired with what's called an endocannabinoid receptor system. So one tincture, if it's really good and clean and powerful, can create and affect change on you physiologically and biochemically and neurologically, and it's just really, really good and important. It's like taking a vitamin or a probiotic, right? It's that we're wired for it. So if you can give your body what it craves and what it needs, and at our core, that's plant medicine. We have been designed to be based and rooted and connected to our natural world since mankind was first ever stepping on this planet. So, yeah, we do aromatherapy. We do really high-powered tinctures in 1,000, 1,500 milligram, and 3,000 milligram strengths, much higher than average companies, because those companies are just out to make a buck, and I'm out to heal the planet. And then we finish with the Bliss Butter, and the Bliss Butter is the combination point between the full spectrum tinctures and the aromatherapy. So it's 10 essential oils, shea butter, and 500 milligrams of full spectrum CBD. Oh. It's a whole holistic regimen.
Oh, and that's my next question, Shira, that it is a part of a regimen. So, you know, you recommend that people take you know, several of these. Then you've got probably like a whole program, a procedure then, huh?
Right. I mean, it's very personalized, you know, and I love talking to people and finding out their stories, you know, what's going on for you, how long have you had it, how are you feeling, you know, what impacts you, what are your triggers, because that's the spiritual counselor part of my life and background, and I'm naturally curious and I want to help people. Everybody is different. So even though the products, yes, I'm going to recommend you're going to take one of the tinctures, use all the sprays twice a day, it's a series of five sprays, they're called Clear, Center, Nurture, Inspire, and Smile. And then it takes about 30 seconds, really, to go through those sprays. And then you follow with the topical if you need some, like it's just for moisturizing, or if you've got some stuff going on and your system feels and needs different things at different times. So our approach is inside out and outside in. But it is a mind-body-spirit protocol, which means no matter who you are or what you're going through, you're going to find that you'll have a really nice response. You just have to be patient. You have to pay attention and listen to your body. You have to become your own best advocate. And then you just start to really dig in and feel like, oh, I need a little more of this tincture today, or I'm feeling like that spray I need another dose of. And, you know, we have to learn to respect and trust our own intuitive self. And I think one of the issues and challenges I see in our society is decades ago, a lot of people just started giving away their power and their intuition and trusting institutions, doctors. And as much as I adore so many doctors and I work with a lot of clinicians, I think there's something to be said for you want to get tested, you want to know what's going on in your body and your life, but you ultimately have to know yourself and trust yourself more. And the fact is, far too often, we're not recognizing that we're just being over-medicated and underserved on a societal level, right? Everybody's throwing a pill at you. But is that really what you need? Is that really going to address the myriad issues and challenges you personally are facing? I don't think so. And even if you're on a medication, great, you know, you do you, but add something that's still going to boost and support and help you heal, like really deeply heal, not just mask symptoms. That's what I'm about.
Oh.
And of course, the book goes with all that, the ABCs of CBD, the essential guide, because that's all about the education, the information. I want people to know as much as I do, because then we can really start looking out for each other and making changes societally and personally and within our communities, and that's exciting.
Okay, Sherry, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our next segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today from beautiful Westchester County, New York, is the one and only Shira Adler, and it's such a pleasure and honor that Shira is here today to tell us all about what she does, you know, mind, body, spirit, soul. And one of the things that she has is this wonderful, unique and natural wellness company, which uses a lot of, you know, different, including aromatherapy and this CBD products to basically help you naturally. Like I said, myself, I take passion flower, the vegan caps, and I also take a natural sleep aid, and it really, you know, works for me. And but these particular products I want to recommend that Shira is selling is not that, but it might be. And if it is, please buy it from Shira. You know, it is such a pleasure and honor that Shira could be here. And this holistic medicine is something, if I could, every pill I take and everything I put in my body, I would love to be holistic. I would love that to be of nature. So I'm hoping that someday that can definitely be true. So thanks so much to Shira. Also, before we take our break, I want to say that this interview is brought to you by the Mike Cara Media Group and Zap One Productions. Zap One Productions has been very cooperative, and it's great that we're in conjunction with each other, that we can bring you these particular interviews. Not every single solitary interview that we do is going to be in conjunction with Zap One Productions, but we do want to mention that a lot are, and we're so blessed and honored to have known Vinny Sabone and Zap One Productions, and we want to let you know that you can always check those interviews out. And we have interviewed so many great individuals, including one of the greatest casting directors of all times, Ellen Jacoby, and as well as, of course, Lori Wyman, who was very involved with Miami Vice in the early days, casting for that show, and kind of the founder or one of the early founders of drag racing, the granddaddy, Big Daddy Don Gartas, and also Tony Belmont, who actually was the producer of Elvis's Hawaii, Aloha from Hawaii concert, as well as the operator of the Comedy Hall of Fame and Museum. So we've had such a great connection here, and I'm so blessed and honored that we could work with Zap One Productions. So you are listening to the Mike Cara Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. Well, my guest today is Shira Adler, and Shira is a speaker and a author, and she is a healer with her line of holistic products with natural remedies, and it really seems like this, I don't want to say it's the end thing, trying to go natural, trying to only put, you know, the right things into your body. Unfortunately, what does happen is we see a pill, we tend to say, you know, well, that's medicine, that helps us. But Shira has this, you know, these products and, you know, aromatherapy, you know, and there's a lot of times, I think it's sad, sometimes people will say, well, that's not for me. Well, you never know till you try. So I really am so glad that Shira is here today. She actually also does consultations, and she does all sorts of speaking. She has webinars, and she is on the internet. So, you know, well, you could always, we always want to recommend contacting Shira for a consultation and getting together. But first of all, you might want to check out these webinars. I mean, it sounds great, and you know, we really appreciate Shira being here. So thanks so much, Shira, for being here. We truly are honored and blessed, and thank you so much. We truly do appreciate it. So, Shira, I wanted to, you know, talk, you know, a little bit about, I know there's listeners like myself that are out there that think that this is really great. But, well, first of all, one of the things that I'm taking, I was taking Xanax, and I switched to this passion flower. So I don't know, that might be something you use. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Are you doing the Bach flower remedies?
Just the pill, the capsules, the veggie caps.
Great. Yeah, I believe in a full integrated approach. I think that, you know, everybody has their own preferences. Like, not everyone's going to be into aromatherapy, but I say do it anyway. But everyone has their own kind of, well, I like this kind of remedy, and I like herbalism, and I like, you know, taking Epsom salt bath with a little lavender and some baking soda. You know, there's so many ways we can take care of ourselves. But I just love hearing stories where people are coming off of the traditional medications that they've been on for years, and they're finding something new, better, and different. But what's new, better, and different is actually what's ancient, trusted, and true. We're just getting back to the roots of medicine, and I'm really excited about that. And I got my own kids off of everything from Abilify to Zoloft. I mean, that's where I started. That's why I'm an expert in the PTSD and the special mental health facilities, and it's really, really powerful when you start to look at, well, do you want to just continue to take a medication that's going to hopefully be maybe an SSRI or an SNRI or a blocker, or do you want to sort of let your body take care of itself and feel differently? And so that's very exciting when I hear stories like yours.
I'm glad that you know I'm able to do that. I know our listeners, you know, I think our listeners are just a little, you know, worried. You know, we trust Western medicine for so long, but I feel that all these pills I'm taking natural sleep aid really do work. So I'm just going to give my endorsement. So I would imagine that the CBD and all this work. So I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, the problem with the CBD industry, and it is a big problem, is that companies are just rushing into the market until we have a regulatory framework that's approved by the FDA, right? I hate to say it, but we've got to work within the systems themselves. Now, I'm not just the founder and CEO of a company. I'm also an advocate and an activist, and I'm on the board of directors for the New York chapter of the Hemp Industries Association, HIA. HIA has been around since 1994. You know, it's got ridiculous amount of members just in New York, 1,500, that are farmers and growers and processors and people who are just so hardcore in terms of their activism and their advocacy. Now, those guys are great and amazing and impressive, and they know what they're doing. So here's the problem. You got a system that isn't really set in place. You have no structure or framework or requirements or regulations that are ironclad. And if you do have a medical or a recreational state, then you have the problem of the rules and regulations might be different from your neighboring states. I mean, there's so many challenges with what's still called the Wild West. That's what CBD is. It's a Wild West industry. So it makes it very hard if you're a consumer to know who to trust, because you can look at a pretty package and the company might have a lot of money and they really invested in packaging and you just assume that that's a trusted, clean, lovely company, but you have no way of knowing that. And in fact, 80%, according to one recent test, anonymous testing, where it grabbed a bunch of products off of shelves in multiple facilities, not only did those brands not have any CBD, if they also could have things that aren't even CBD at all. So you're either too low or not what they say is on the label, or the potency isn't there, or they have some other additive or something else that isn't good for the body. So the consumers have to learn. That's why I wrote the book, how to educate themselves. They can find me on Facebook and my Facebook group. They can reach out to me directly. But please don't just trust a label, especially if you don't even know what you're looking for on the label. You have to go with a company that has a reputation, that's personally vetted, and not just by a rep coming in and saying, oh, this is the best stuff and the purest and the testing and the blah, blah, blah. It's going to get easier and better and safer. We're just not quite there yet. So I actually don't sell my products in a lot of stores. It's easier for me to do it online at shearasynergy.com. It lets me keep the prices down, and I don't use garbage, obviously. This is stuff that I put in my body and my children's bodies. And I actually, 6 weeks ago, just had a massive cervical spine surgery, and the only products that I'm using to heal from that are my products. And, you know, I'm not supposed to say that in terms of I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you this is what I love to do. And everybody's impressed by how well I'm healing, including my surgeon and PT, who cannot get over how my scar looks and all of that. So we don't make medical claims, right? Nothing I can say is meant to be to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure. And these statements haven't been evaluated by the FDA, et cetera, et cetera. And that goes for my products. But I can tell you stories, and I can just show up as who I am. And I can have personal conversations. I am the face of this industry in a lot of ways, and I'm very, very proud. I feel like a mother hen. In fact, one of the nicknames I have is the Canna Fairy Godmother in Combat Boots. I love that one. I was named by a dispensary, a doctor who works with a very good medical system here in New York called Vireo Health. And by the way, I think CBD is for everybody always. You know, of course, you still need to tell your doctor you're taking it. You need to watch for any uptake. Sometimes it slows the uptake of certain medications. You know, you have to educate yourself. You can't just go into a store and go, ooh, CBD, I've heard about that. I'm going to buy that, you know, because it may not yield the results that you deserve to have.
Right. Yeah. So that's great. And you know, so we were, you know, you were talking about different, you know, things that, you know, your products, you know, could help with. But I mean, you know, there's, I guess the big thing is to see your doctor, see someone, and see, you know, what type of ailments can be cured through this. Then, huh?
Right, because you're not allowed to say that something can cure a disease.
Yeah,
what it does is that what you're really talking about and what my products do is they support the endocannabinoid receptor system, called the ERS. And every single mammal I mentioned is wired with an ERS, which means, you know how opiates attach to the opiate receptors in the brain, and then how does it kill you, really, right? What it does is it shuts down your respiratory system. So your opiate receptors close and shut down other systems, and that's deadly. Cannabinoids do the opposite. Cannabinoids, when they go into your ERS, they actually balance and regulate all of your other systems. So that's really how it's working. It's not a drug. It's not a pill. There's no, you know, you can't really just say one dose works for all based on this. It's not that simple, because your system and the deficiency points and how you're feeling and why it's there and what your triggers are so unique to you. And then you also have the stimulus of daily life, right? The environment, the toxins, how you're doing, what you breathe, what you ate, what water you drank. Everything impacts everything. But the basic premise is very simple. If it's a dietary supplement like my products or aromatherapy, it's balancing, it's going into your ERS, and it's balancing and regulating all of your systems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that does, and I think that's what a lot of us need is to regulate our systems, and we also I think need to understand a lot of how a lot of this works, so we know ourselves.
Exactly. I mean, most people at this point, if they've heard of CBD at all, then they're kind of like, oh, that helps with inflammation. Well, yes, it is highly anti-inflammatory. CBD does have a quality that's anti-inflammatory. The other cannabinoids have, some of them are for anti-nausea, some of them are appetite suppressants, some of them include or increase appetite, some of them are for weight loss, or some of them actually CBG and CBN are showing up in new research out of Israel, I believe it's Israel, to stop gastrointestinal cancer cells from growing. Like, the research is just beginning, and it's kind of amazing how much potential there is. We just can't make a medical claim per se because these are not medical products. They're lifestyle products or dietary supplements. But that also doesn't mean that you want to put in CBD into something like a blanket or a bath bomb. No offense to bath bombs. They're really nice, smell great, but they're not going to do the same thing. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so does that make sense as well? I just want to, for the listeners, I'm throwing a lot of information out, but it is in the book. The ABCs of CBD, the Essential Guide, and that's on Amazon if you want to get it. I'm here to answer questions, and I'm really, really, as you can tell, quite passionate about all of this. This is my life. It's my entire world. It's all I do. Every second of every day, I'm here to help and uplift and inspire and connect and remind people that you are so much more powerful and so much more deserving of vibrant wellness than you've probably allowed yourself to be or to have or to experience. So that's why I create these products.
Okay, Sherry, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Shira Adler, and Shira is an author, speaker, and she has these holistic medicine, these natural products, and you want to definitely check it out. And the CBD, there's a lot of questions swirling around, but the way I look at it, if it's natural, if it's a product from nature and it's a holistic product and it's an alternative and it's healthy and mind, body, and spirit. And that's what a lot of these products do. And we're so blessed and honored that Shira is here to tell us all about it. And I do want to mention another time that this interview is done in conjunction with Mike Kara Media Group, as well as Zap One Productions. We have been so blessed and honored to be able to do these interviews with Zap One Productions, Vince Sapone and the gang. We really, really appreciate all of these great interviews and several, I should say. We were going to get you a number, but it's probably about, 24, we have a page on Facebook if you'd like to join. You could check that out, Mike Kara Media Group and Zap One Productions. We've got various pages, and there, you could find, we have a special VIP page, and, you can find out which ones are which, but we've had some great ones. Chris Bellamy is a great singer and performer. He was on there, as we mentioned before. Ellen Jacoby, great casting director. Also, Lori Wyman. And we've had so many great interviews. And like I said, they're not all done in conjunction with Zap One Productions, but we're so glad that we have so many that are involved with Zap One. So thanks so much. You are listening to the Mike Kara Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for a very last segment of this edition of our program today. The Sanford Music Festival returns to the West End Trading Company on Saturday, March 7th, featuring over 30 bands on four stages, vendors, and food trucks. Brought to you by OrlandoBands.com, the local music guild, and the Ladies 327 Supper Club. Tickets are on sale now at SanfordMusicFest.com. It's an all-day event, and it starts at noon. Sponsored by West End Trading Company, Band Bling, The Mike Kira Radio Show, Ron Holland Productions, The Travel Superhero, El Camino School, and School of Rock. Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Shira Adler, and we're so blessed and honored to have Shira here. And she, like I said, is a healer, educator, advocate, entrepreneur, and she has this wonderful wellness, natural wellness company, ShiraSynergy.com, that you want to check that out. And they even have Synergy sprays. They have this CBD and aromatherapy, and you know, you definitely want to check out some of these great products. We are so blessed and honored to have Shira here today from beautiful Westchester County, New York. But we want to mention that Shira does a lot of different counseling, and she does do speaking engagements, and that can be pretty much done from anywhere. She does FaceTime, she does Zoom, she does Skype, and we do want to mention that she can come to your area. I'm suppose if she's home in Westchester County, you know, she could do it. But she, you know how this works. Everybody likes to travel. People that have a great and awesome message like Shira, You know, we'll take the time and effort. They'll travel all around. So all of that is negotiable. And one thing that I don't always do, well, I do at the end of our show, but I'm going to do it again because I think it's very important. And that's, if you have any additional questions, you know, you could contact Shira. And if there's something in particular, you know, we do our best here at the Mike Kira Radio Program, What's Up America, to be able to bring you these particular questions. But if you've got any additional, feel free to contact Shira, because I'm sure she's very excited to be able to answer some of those. Again, if it gets to a consultation, if it gets to a meeting, that is good too, you know, however you want to do it. So I want to thank Shira so much for being here today. We do appreciate her time. We appreciate her. And we also appreciate each and every one of our radio listeners, basically for sharing my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Shira's love and passion for what she does. I know she has such a love and passion for what she does, and we're so glad that we could bring you, even though just a kind of a quick glimpse, just kind of a snap in time, just kind of a quick grain of sand from the hourglass, so to speak. But we're glad to be able to do that. And now, if you have a idea for a guest, and I'll talk about our conjunction, you know, our cooperation and our association with Zap One Productions. But if you, this is kind of different. If you have, you know, an idea for a guest, please let me know. You could go to MikeKira.com. Give me a quick call. Give me a quick call on the buzzer machine or the old cellular phone, the mobile phone, or you could give me an email and you know, send me an email and give it to me too. But probably a send me is how you give it, and that would be great. And you know, if you'd like to become a tweet peep, it is extremely easy to do, and I think you should be able to do it. Go to twitter.com/MikeKara73. That's twitter.com/MikeKara73. And there you're going to find a plethora of information, including how to, including that Shira is interviewed, Shira Adler is interviewed, then I'm going to say that Shira Adler, we're working on the show, and then via Anchor, the interview with Shira, Shira Adler is all said and done. So you definitely want to check that out. I also, before we go, become a Tweet Peep, but before we get back to Shira and some great information, so glad she's here, I want to once again say how blessed and honored we are to be able to be in conjunction with Zap One Productions, and we're very happy to thank them and give them credit for all helping getting these interviews, and Vince has been very helpful and coordinating these interviews. So we thank Vince, and we thank Zap One Productions for doing this with us. We want to mention that there's so many great interviews that we've done together. I think it's probably about 14 or 15 months. I think we started, if it wasn't December 2018, it probably was very late November. I might have been right before. I think it was like right before Thanksgiving of November, of 2018. So this year, we are looking at 2 years of being in a cooperation with Zap One Productions. So we're so glad that that is occurring in the world. So again, my guest today is Shira Adler. And Shira, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. Thanks so much. We're truly blessed, and we truly do appreciate your time. Thanks so much. One thing, Shira, that it says here that you've gone around to a lot of talk shows and a lot of people and visit talking about this earth plane reality. And can you tell us more about that? That sounds interesting. Yes. Here.
Well, my background, I told you from being on Bravo, Extreme Guide to Parenting, you can get the idea that they picked me up because I'm not exactly the most mainstream mom, but then again, I kind of am. I just play myself on TV. So the point is that my background is really in spiritual and metaphysical work and care, and I really do look at the human experience through the lens of reminding people that we're not just humans trying to be more spiritual. We are actually spiritual beings having a sometimes very difficult human experience. And that's what Earth Plane Reality is about. You know, I'm also a big fan of the Landmark Forum, the Landmark Programs, about taking personal accountability and sort of understanding you have a foot in both worlds. You know, I do past life regression and energy work with people, but I also do regular mainstream work with people because I think that you have to be a part of both. That's what it is to be an integrated human. That's what it is to understand that we can co-create, manifest, and push through challenges, but only when we're really showing up authentically and passionately and fully. When you're ready to do that, that's when you want me.
Oh, so that's when they want you at that point then, huh?
I would hope so, because that's the kind of conversation I really love having. Where are you, and where are you trying to get to? And what do you think stopping you? You know, and that's when I make recommendations. I look at CBD. I look at this mind-body-spirit medicine that I don't even know if I want to call it medicine. But the plant essences, you know, they work with you. They talk to you. They nurture you. And then you can get down to some deeper work. And isn't that really what it's about? You know, a lifetime is really only about three things: to love, to be loved, and to learn life lessons. So let's learn them. And let's get them right so we actually don't have to repeat in our next incarnation. Because that happens too.
Oh, great. So, Shira, you mentioned about, this book, and you mentioned that it's available on Amazon. And so this is your first book, or is this your only book? Or?
Yes, I've been a blogger and a writer for quite some time, but this is my actual first full book. I am working on my second book called Pink Moccasins and Other Footwear-Inspired Tales of Fempowerment. And the tagline is, because you can't walk in another woman's shoes, but you sure as hell can admire them. And it's about stories about women and our journeys and how we are in the cannabis and hemp industry. And it's a lot of fun. So hopefully that'll come out next year. And also, I have a newsletter. And if you want to get a free chapter of the book, You just go to shiraadler.com, shiraadler.com, and just sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get a chapter sample and, you know, anything I can do to be of service. I'm on social at the one Shira Adler, that's T-H-E, numeral one, and my name. And the company is on shirasynergy.com.
Oh, and you mentioned that you are mainly online then with your store then. I mean, you are in some stores, or?
I am in some stores, and we are scaling and looking for now strategic partnerships. So if people do have stores that they love and they really like the owners, especially local, I love to support local commerce and business and towns and real people who are working hard every day. So those are the kind of stores I would not mind putting my products in. So if anyone has interest in that, you can contact me, because we do have wholesalers and distribution relationships. And I'm happy to put this out there, but only through the context of people who really care and who are truly interested and invested in helping themselves and each other. To me, then that's how you grow.
And one question I have, Shira, do you have any sort of like equivalent? You know, we were mentioning different, drugs or medicines, but I mean, if somebody is on a certain one, is there like you could recommend, like, well, if you're taking this medicine, maybe you should try this holistic medicine?
Well, that's such a personalized question, and again, that's sort of work I do more in the context of my spiritual counseling.
Right. Yeah, I see.
Sessions. Yeah, it's too broad of a question, and everybody's
all right.
So individualized. So they can definitely reach me. You can email me at shira@shiraadler if you want to know more about getting into that kind of work, too.
Okay, yeah, I understand, Shira, that it's a very, well, that's kind of the answer. It's very personal, and, you know, to get into, you know, touch with you and the counseling, I mean, is that what you do? You feel that the counseling, the one-on-one interaction is what really, really does it, which is, you know, really the solution?
Well, I think it's a part of the solution. I think ultimately you get to decide what the solution is for you. I present options and information and connective tissue points, you know, as it were. And, of course, the products are, it's a given. I mean, if you want to, it doesn't matter who you are and what you believe in and what your background is, these, you know, at least the holistic regimen, take it every day. The same way you would a probiotic and a good, you know, vitamin. You, there's certain things you just need, you know, in your body and your brain and your heart and your soul just need. So start with that. Because I want to know that you're taking care of yourself. And then let's get into deeper work, you know? I love doing that, of course. And also, I do talks and webinars, so if people are interested in that, they can reach out. You know, I make myself as available as possible for any entity, organization, or individual that needs support and is looking to do some good stuff.
Oh, so you have these webinars, like check your website, or you do those every so often, or...?
Yes, we're going to be starting a whole new series. I've mostly been doing them for other organizations or stores or places where they're trying to really educate customers or patients or consumers. But I can do them privately and for small groups. So many variables.
And you mentioned that you did have a newsletter then?
Yes. So you go to shiraadler.com, shiraadler.com, and you sign up for my newsletter right there on the website. And I'm on social at the one Shira Adler, T-H-E, numeral one, and my name.
Oh, great. So, yeah. So, I mean, do you do like Skype or FaceTime counseling,
yes,
too?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. FaceTime, Skype, or Zoom.
Oh, wow. So you do it both. Oh, yeah. But before we go, we want to let everyone know then where you're located. So if they are in your area. So, I mean, you are in New York then, or?
Yes, I'm actually based in Westchester County, but I do almost everything online, or I come to you for events or you know, depends what the need is and what we're trying to accomplish. And if you're a wholesaler and you want to carry the book or the products, absolutely. You go to shirasynergy.com and fill out at the top, it says wholesalers. So if you are a practitioner or a professional, as long as you have a resale certificate, you can be a wholesaler. So, but first, I like to meet you. I want to know who you are and what your interest is. So reach out. That's what I'm here for. And I'm so thankful. And it's been such an honor to be interviewed. And thank you so much for helping me put this work out in the world. That really means a lot to me.
Okay, sure. Yes, we really do appreciate your time. And if any of our listeners have more questions, they can reach out to you then?
Absolutely. weekly, Shira at shiraadler.com. Sign up for my newsletter on shiraadler.com. And go ahead and check out the product on shirasynergy.com. Now, for those listeners who would like to try these products, I'm going to give you a special code, and it's natural. So that's from now until February 29th. You can go ahead and use the code natural, and that will take 20% off all the products.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, Shira, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
No, I just want to say thank you again, and it's really an honor, and I just want to remind you that you are deserving of compassionate care and vibrant wellness. So if I may be of service, let me know how.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks so much, Shira. My guest has been Shira Adler, and you've been listening to the Mike Kira Radio program, What's Up America, and please catch us again next time.